there is nothing that teaches you more about dealing with people or difficult situations than being a parent. It has taught us, I think, both so much in business. Put me next to someone who completely disagrees with my views in a boardroom.
Yeah.
We can manage that because we've already had four battles with a toddler
about the banana they're eating.
And that's all before 7 a.m.
The ladies of Leche, welcome to Dallas. Welcome to Good Stories. Welcome to So Good HQ. How are we feeling?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Jenny, this is my first time meeting you in person, I think. Yeah. Right over Zoom. You and I go way back. How did we first connect?
At Expo.
I just love everything that you guys are doing, and you've spent all day here, so you've learned a little bit more about us. They saw the big boy freeze dryers. So let's just unpack everything. Let's start with, who are you? What are you doing here?
Sure. So I'm Jenny Korosik. I am a co-founder at Leche. Trish and I started this business about 3 years ago when we were each, I think our sons were born 2 weeks apart.
Wow.
My second, her first. And we realized we had a really big need for something like Leche when our freezers were filling up with milk and overflowing, and we could no longer store actual, you know, grown-up food in the freezer because our babies were taking over all of it. And thus was born the idea for Leche, that there could, you know, there had to be a better way to store this precious resource. And the more we learned about, you know, this process, the more we learned nutritionally how much better it was for the product, you know, sitting in a freezer for over, you know, 6 months to a year, breast milk starts to decline nutritionally. So we knew there was a better way. And so that's sort of our, like, my story behind the Leche side of things. Aside from that, I'm a mom of two. I live in Los Angeles with my family. I have a six-year-old and an almost four-year-old, which just sounds impossible. But they're so fun. And, you know, motherhood teaches me something every day that I never thought I would learn. So,
yep. I'm Trish. I'm also a co-founder of Leche. And, you know, Jenny did a great job kind of chatting about our story. And, you know, I think that the bigger vision that we have for the brand is truly to help moms today in the modern world and do anything we can, from just community work to providing amazing products, doing the things we know and using the technology to be able to bring them cool new stuff and new services. So we kind of had that vision in mind and started with, you know, our freeze-dried breast milk and, you know, went through testing our own stuff, taking little shot glasses of different, you know, frozen breast milk.
That sample breast milk just came out at a party last week.
Yeah, I did.
Because people were so amazed by it, but that's pretty cool.
Different kind of shots you take as a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm a mom of two. I have two little ones at home. That's my main job in life. But Leche is definitely my other baby.
Let's get into your backgrounds first before we move on to the babies.
Right out of college, I applied for a job on Craigslist in a marketing job that I thought was just, you know, par for the course. I really didn't realize how much that job would train me for my entire professional career. It was a place I spent the first 11 years of my career in, first content syndication, but then learning licensing, business development, driving big relationships with major media brands, multi-million dollar deals that, you know, gave me a lot of experience and a lot of understanding to grow with a pretty small team, but learn a lot. And so I spent the first 10 to 11 years of my career doing that before my husband and I moved out to LA. And I learned that a lot of smaller personal brands or even just small brands don't have the know-how that I learned in a more corporate environment and apply those rules and those, you know, areas for growth, for success in a really realistic way. So I was able to take all of those learnings and bring them to personal brands that I had interest in, right? So in travel, lifestyle, motherhood, parenting, culinary, beauty, fitness, all these areas that I had such a you know, I was so inspired by. And so I was able to take those, all the learnings and build a business around that and helping personal brands grow. And that's what I've been doing for the past almost 8 years here. And so I still get, you know, tapped every now and then to come into like a, you know, finance conversation or something like that. But all of that has helped us build Leche in a really meaningful way, driving relationships with, you know, moms at the core of it, who are the foundation of our brand. Our community has grown. Like, it's not easy to build a social account from zero in today's world where everyone wants to just, yeah, everybody just wants to, like, you know, buy followers or pay to kind of solve the problem. We have taken the opposite approach. Every single person, whether they are following us on TikTok or whether they're following us on Instagram or Facebook, they've all been genuine people that we've had transactions with. Like, we've grown those, you know, every single follower that you see that we have, in a really meaningful, robust way. And that's everything that I've learned, I think, to date has really helped us build this super strong foundation for Leche, which is exciting to be able to apply that to something that is like truly revolutionary and modernizing breast milk is just huge. So,
yeah. And to tie on that, we definitely focused on, okay, our community is going to be the main thing that we want to support. And how we do that is do it organically and really authentically. And that's why from the get-go, we were like, this has to be done right, where we have to make sure that everybody that is a part of our community is doing it because this is truly what they are interested in. And we've kept that same approach where we're just, it has to be authentic, true, and build that trust with our community of moms.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting the different backgrounds that you both bring to Leche. And I always say on this podcast, my favorite entrepreneur stories are the ones where they're like, I never anticipated being in freeze-dried milk. It's not something as a kid that you think, this is what I'm going to grow up to do one day. But what do you think in your life has really geared you up to the positions you're in now? And, you know, this is our Mother's Day episode, I think. I've decided right
Yay!
Now.
Yay!
Happy Mother's
Love
Day.
It. Yes. Aww, yes. Thank you.
Perfect. Best impromptu
and
right
you
there.
Thank your mom right now.
That's right.
Yes. Birth, and you should be, yeah, giving her all the flowers, all the love, all the leche.
Speaking of moms, I mean, that's a really inspirational story for me. I watched my mom growing up. She worked. She was a working mom. She was an educator. And then when she retired from teaching, she had this passion. She always wanted to be in real estate. And she said, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go for it. What else am I doing right now? Like, it was a time in her life where she had the ability to take on that next chapter. And that was always so inspirational. She never said no to anything. She was always involved, whether that be our school or, you know, her current role in projects, you know, leading up the language arts department or taking that shift into real estate. And she found a way to do it all, but also show us that what was driving her created more meaning in her life too. Like, being our mom was her number one priority, but showing us that she could be successful in whatever she set out to do and that she had a greater purpose also, then, you know, it just brought so much meaning to us. So I'm celebrating my mom, and that's obviously something that's like fueled me to continue to work. Like, easily I could have just said, you know, I had a great career and now I'm going to be a mom, but I want to show them that, you know, building something takes time or building something takes effort, and you have to work for it.
Yeah, I would tie into that with motherhood, hands down, was the thing that set us up for success for this. Because when you become a mom, it's the first time in your life you truly have two roles that are equally as important to you, and you learn to be able to manage both of them as much as possible. You'll never be balanced. There's no doubt about that. But you're able to look at certain things in a completely different way prior than having kids, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Things you used to stress out about, or you would look into and like, oh, I need to deep think. You go, nope, I need to make a decision. Here we go. Let's rock. Now it's time to spend time with my family and kids. And the way you shift in business as a mother, I think is something
monumental.
It is so incredibly valuable that a lot of people don't understand or have the you know, businesses or people look at as like, oh, well, now you're a mom. No, actually, I'm more efficient. I'm better. My values have shifted and I'm a better, you know, business entrepreneur, any of these things. And we hope at Leche to really truly inspire that as well and be able to let mothers know whether they're, you know, balancing that act or want to try something new. Even with this new role you have, you can do it.
Yep.
Hands down. And you'll do it better.
You'll do it better. Time management, there's nothing like pressure to say, like, I have 1 hour to get this project done. How am I going to do it? Because I know, you know, when the door opens or when the kids' feet hit the floor, like, that's my attention for the next 2 hours until they get to school or, you know, whatever. But there is nothing that teaches you more about dealing with people or difficult situations than being a parent. Mm-hmm. It has taught us, I think, both so much in business. Put me next to someone who completely disagrees with my views in a boardroom.
Yeah.
We can manage that because we've already had 4 battles with a toddler.
about the banana they're eating.
The banana, the pants, the t-shirt, the hair combing, the teeth brushing. I don't want to wear those shoes. I don't like what you made me for breakfast.
Exactly.
You know, and that's all before 7 a.m. So I think it's just reevaluating how you look at the world in a way that has been so cool and so monumental in how we deal with problems
and so valuable. Everything else that comes our way.
I think people are really going to latch onto that. And I promise we will talk about Leche. I just want to keep diving into this because what you said, I think, is really like profound and different than what we currently hear is that motherhood has set you up to be a better entrepreneur, which I think is such a powerful
100%, 1000%.
Message. And the narrative has definitely shifted. I've definitely noticed it in my life. More moms are working, and whatever decision moms choose to make that's best for their family is honorable and noble. But I think the narrative is definitely shifting that women can continue working after having kids and they're not having the wrong priorities. You can do both. And the fact that you're saying, not only can you, it makes you a better businesswoman and entrepreneur. I think that's so powerful. Can you expand more on that process?
I think from whether you're an entrepreneur or you're in a managerial position or you're really just, you know, in any position, you know, as a mom, you have to time block. You have to manage your time properly. You have to manage a household in a lot of ways. You have to manage preferences. You have to manage personalities. My 2 kids could not be more different. They are so complementary. They're so good together, but 2 totally different personalities. Apply that to a management scenario where you're managing a team of a lot of different personalities and understanding whose buttons are being pushed when and how to diffuse situations and how to bring everybody together to communicate effectively. Being a mom teaches you all of those things in ways that you just don't know you're learning and expanding because it's just by nature that you're having to do it. And the more you think about that and applying that to like a business track is, you know, I think it helps you navigate both really a lot easier.
As mom, you become very selfless very quickly. You have to. And I think allowing that type of, innate personality to be ingrained as you go into motherhood, it transitions and translates into your work environment as well. So all the things that you used to stress about, all the things that you felt like were on your shoulders and you felt so much pride into, you're just like, not important anymore. Let's make a decision that's best for the business. Boom. Let's go. Okay, go pick up your child in school too. So I think just allowing that, I would say extra weight you used to feel is just not there anymore. And you become so much more effective.
And confident. And confident. Motherhood, it gives you confidence that, I mean, I never had before. I'm so much more confident. As like, you couldn't pay me to be 25 again. Maybe 28. I mean,
I'll take 30.
Maybe 28. That was a good year. But 25, where you're like obviously navigating insecurities or like, you know, trying to find your footing in the professional world or personal, like in personal situations. Motherhood gives you a big boost of confidence to be able to say, here's what I believe. Here's how I'm going to do it. Here's what's right for me. Here's what's right for my family. And that sort of confidence translates into every piece of your life.
And let's be honest, being a parent is the hardest job you'll ever have.
It's also the biggest like blow to your confidence.
It is by far the hardest job you will ever have in your life. And it brings, again, so much joy and it's worth every bit. But it'll, I think because you take that on with so much selflessness and love, that all the other types of jobs, that whatever it might be, whatever your choice and journey is, those become just kind of like, yep, this is my passion or this is what I'm doing and I'm going to do it well and effectively and, you know, just move on from there. So I think our jobs in every aspect are no doubt parenthood is the hardest one.
Yeah. So we're not perfect parents, but you realize that there's no such thing as a perfect parent and your kid thinks you're pretty darn good on a daily basis. So there are moments so you feel defeated and you know, then something, can completely shift 180 and you're like, okay, we're back up here again.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
And navigating those highs and lows is sort of part of it too. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's another interesting kind of narrative you're breaking down is that after motherhood, there's kind of the sense of physically, what do I look like after motherhood? Or am I not as fun anymore? There are just so many kind of stereotypes, especially when you're being the 25-year-old in the room. There are just certain fears that you hear and are fed about motherhood, and you're just breaking that down right now that you feel more confident after becoming a mother. And I see how that has related to me in business too. It's like, it's not just you anymore. You have a child or you have employees, you have a company. And so that's made me so much more confident as well, because I'm not stepping in a meeting concerned about myself. I'm concerned about, how are we going to accomplish all the goals that we need for the company? How am I going to make sure that we're cash flow positive after this deal, that X, Y, and Z? And I'm so much more concerned about the 10 million things I'm responsible for. That's so good than I am about myself. And I think that gives me a certain level of responsibility and confidence.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think also, I mean, I'm raising a daughter, you're raising boys, are unique challenges with each of those different paths. But for my daughter personally, to see me, you know, just positive self body talk and owning, you know, sort of what I have and what I offer and being confident. I mean, she's a tiny boss herself. She is.
She sounds like it.
She really is. Trish can attest to it. Yeah. It's a trait that we know that will only benefit her as she grows up. But I want to show her what it is like to be confident and to be strong in your choices. And, you know, when I battle her on the outfit choices or bedtime things or whatever, I have to remember that, like, I'm raising a strong woman. Yeah. And that is so
cool.
So
it's like watching it before your eyes.
It's watching it right before your eyes. And, like, what an honor, you know?
Yeah. I think another really interesting thing you said is that having kids is like being a manager. You essentially have these employees under you.
You've never had any training for.
Besides chores. But you're basically a manager of these kids who are your responsibility. And I think it's interesting how you blend your motherhood side into work and also that work aspect into children. Because you think about it, you're basically the boss, you're the manager of your kids. And I think that's such an interesting point, because my sister and I are also similar to your kids, very different. And so my mom would always have to conflict resolve. There was a lot of conflict resolution growing up, and she would have to identify which buttons of ours are being pressed, what each of us needs, because our needs are very different. And that's the same thing that you do as a boss every day for your employees, is what do they need? What does the business need?
You're creating an environment too. And that's part of, like, you know, being in a managerial role is like creating an environment that, you know, there are rules and rules are there to help everybody. Sometimes those rules don't always get followed, but, you know, these are not only personalities you manage, but you're managing the environment and the overall experience and your reaction to the situations. And so all of that translates in a big way into, I think, our business and other businesses as well.
And I think that kind of explains a little bit too on the confidence side, because women naturally are more resistant to apply for certain jobs or take on certain roles, thinking, oh, I'm not qualified enough, or this, where men in most cases, you know, it's been shown they're just like, yep, I can do this. Well, women entering motherhood essentially take on a CEO role that have had zero experience and they crush it. And so this is where the confidence of, okay, once you get into motherhood, you learn without any training how to be CEO of your, you know, family, your village, your house, and you do it in a way that's most effective for everybody there, being a little bit selfless in the you know, whole journey. But if that's like, to take a step back and for, you know, to help mothers think, gosh, if I can do that, if I can step into the hardest role that there is, which is parenthood, and I can be the CEO without any training,
what else can I do?
Anything. I can do absolutely anything.
There's no business school for motherhood.
No.
And so like, that's where it's just
no,
like,
internship.
No. Yeah.
There's a trial.
Yeah.
I love that. What other aspects of business do you bring home as a parent? How do you integrate sort of that business life? And think about like the moms listening right now who may not be working, but they can still be bosses at home. Mm-hmm. What are those kind of management skills or other CEO traits that you bring to your kids?
Well, Leche is around all the time in our homes, the way. So it's more than, you know, a passion project. It is our, as Trish said, our baby, our kids know it. They see it around all the time. They know we've been working on it for so long. Yeah. I mean, anytime my daughter now sees someone breastfeeding, she's like, Mom, you should go talk to them about Leche. I'm like, go for it, Avery. Like, go ahead. You know, like she thinks it is just like a unique opportunity to like engage people. She understands what we do. She understands that, you know, the little boobies are fun and cute, but that like they're meaningful to moms and babies. Yeah. So, I mean, Leche is around for sure.
I would say something that comes to mind is patience. You know, you put so much, whether you're, you know, working at home in a business or whether you're just a mom who's essentially working as well as a mother staying home. Patience is something that is very difficult when you feel like there's so much weight on your shoulders. So you carry all this weight and you want to essentially almost take it off and then just let it go. Take a deep breath and be patient, because in the end, you know, you'll be able to work it out. So I think...
Let's dive into Leche. So what exactly is Leche? What's the process? And why should moms freeze-dry their milk? What's the benefit there?
So Leche is a freeze-drying service for your own breast milk. It is an amazing way that we've modernized breast milk. Breast milk to this date has had very little innovation. You know, over the past couple of years, we've seen the great LV pumps and hands-free pumps and so many great new technological advancements for moms that help them pump milk. But sadly, you know, milk is still, most moms are still pumping and storing in the fridge or storing in the freezer, which is not the most efficient or obviously shelf stable or convenient way to store milk. So with Leche, we're offering, you know, formula-like convenience with breast milk. So you're not worried about spoilage, about, you know, something thawing or leaking or anything else. That is perfectly contained, easy for the modern mom who is, you know, on the go and wants the flexibility in feeding, or whether that's a caregiver who's feeding.
Can you walk through what freeze-drying means for people who don't?
Sure.
I'll let Trish jump in. I love this because usually I am. So now I can just sit back and listen and hear you guys.
Or maybe I'll give you the moment to be able to.
You know what, Trish?
So essentially with freeze-drying, just to make it in simple terms, you are keeping your product, your breast milk, frozen in a chamber that is allowing water to turn to gas and be sucked out of the chamber. And then what you are left with is powder and all of the nutrients from breast milk. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things. A lot of people are familiar with dehydration or flash frying different products to change the feel, the look, the texture, where freeze drying is keeping your product frozen. So you're keeping all of the nutrients. Another thing too that's interesting with freeze dried as opposed to dehydration, a lot of times whenever you use a certain type of heat, which freeze drying does not use actually on the product, but if you use any type of heat, whether it's dehydration directly on the product, it changes the look of the product. So when you get, you know, bananas, for example, they turn from a fresh banana to like a shriveled brown piece. With freeze drying, it stays almost exactly the same because it's just taking it frozen and removing the water. So right now we know that you can keep it for up to 3 years, and we hope that that continues, the research and development continues to actually expand, you know, grow that to closer to that 25 year, which is what the standard freeze drying industry is if it's, you know, packaged right. So
yeah,
we get excited about that, that you've, you know, the breast milk bags you constantly are replacing or you're using, you're looking at the expiration date on these, you know, you're looking at your bags and you're checking out the dates every day, time you open up your freezer to make sure, hey, is this about to expire and how can I use this quickly?
It opens up things that we're not even touching on yet as a brand in terms of being, think about the donation market. Donating milk to someone who needs it is a complicated process by where the product has to stay frozen and it has to be controlled in a certain way and vetted in a certain way. And
I know Trish and I both personally donated milk to a variety of sources when we were producing so much. But
you know, with your breast milk being shelf stable, it allows you to like think about the borders that you're able to cross without the need for costly refrigeration or, you know, deep freezers that are energy intensive to run and time intensive to manage. You know, maybe there's a natural disaster that's hit and they don't have generators and they don't have power and they don't have ways to keep breast milk fresh for babies in the NICU. Like, how great of an option is this to be able to provide something like that?
I was going to say, apocalypse preppers.
Yes.
Disasters. Mm-hmm. Having freeze-dried in literally every capacity of your life. It's truly endless, the possibilities for freeze-drying. And this is such a way that helps moms. What is the process to reconstituting? Does it differ from formula? What's the benefit compared to formula? Is there a comparison?
Yeah, so we have the instructions on the back of all of our packaging to make it super easy for moms. You just mix it with water. So we have all the, you know, equivalents here of scoops or sachets to water.
Warm water, cold water.
You know, as long as it's purified, distilled, it could be cold. It's fine. You kind of have to swirl it around a little bit more, but it doesn't have to be a certain temperature or any of those things.
And that's really a baby's preference.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say, whatever your baby prefers. But it truly is on the go. If you have, you know, purified water bottle, baby needs to eat.
Yeah.
Good to go.
I didn't know you don't feed water to babies.
Trish is a certified lactation counselor, so she can probably speak to this a little bit.
I think the bigger thing, idea with that is when, if you consistently give your baby water without having nutrients, because the first 6 months they're pretty much on only liquid diet, you're possibly changing their nutritional value day to day. And over a period of time, that could cause them to be more hydrated but less nutrient dense. So I think it's less about, having, you know, they can't have water. It's just more of
sure they get the nutrients first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there are certain cases where doctors will tell you to, hey, you know, use water for this or that, but it's not recommended on the general because they want to make sure every liquid going in to the baby's body is bringing the nutrients and calories they need so that they can grow, develop, all of that.
Great. Thank you for clearing that up. We're just clearing up.
You know, myths.
Here.
What would you say to the mom who's wary of using sort of a third party service when they say, I just want to keep it between me and my baby. I don't trust someone else to take care of my milk.
Well, parents have an overwhelming amount of decisions to make on a daily basis, and they have an overwhelming amount of resources that they can, you know, take or leave. I mean, in terms of advice, what we've done from the beginning is try to make this as easy on moms as possible. So when it comes down to even like the customer experience from ordering, we include all the shipping, all the materials, because we don't want moms to have to make any unnecessary decisions about, is this the right decision for me? We've made it as easy as possible. I think it's like with any other product. You develop trust in the way that a company is doing things. As moms behind the brand who have built this brand, we care. Nobody's going to care about it more than we do because we've been in that position too. And so I think that's that brings another value or another layer of trust in terms of our values, that we've been here too, you know?
We want to let people know whatever journey they decide in their feeding journey, we support. And how we can support that, whether it's through Leche or any of our community, any areas like partners, anything we can do, that's our goal. Let's support moms. Let's give them everything they need to be able to make the best decisions for their family, whatever that might be. And if we can bring an extra smile to that mom's face or make her feel a little less stressed or the weight's off her shoulders, no matter what that might be, we won. Hands down. So that's kind of our bigger philosophy, is we're going to support them, whatever decision.
You know, we have so many great testimonials and use cases for, you know, I leave a couple of these at daycare. If I forget milk for the day, they always have it. I don't have to worry about it being, you know, stored in the fridge or the freezer. So it's like, that's one use case. Or, you know, they're out and about, and Rebecca's baby had, like, you know, the baseball game, super hot, and like she couldn't bring milk with her. It was a scorching hot baseball game. Like, how is she going to get her milk through the security and making sure it stays good? And, you know, there's so many just other beyond convenience. It's the support, the flexibility. We've heard so many stories of moms say, my freezer completely, like, we lost power and everything that I had banked in my freezer was lost. Do this before that happens. Like, there's nothing is guaranteed. So can we give them a little bit more peace of mind through their process to make sure that, you know, every ounce that they have produced is preserved and used well?
That is one of the reasons too. We have told moms, we provide 100% money back guarantee. If you are not happy with our service, we will take care of you. We are not here to, you know, try and pull as much. You're already in a very sensitive, emotionally connected product. We want to make sure that when that gets to your door and you do this, your entire energy about this product shines the way we feel when we first had it.
So how old is Leche?
We have been working on this product as you see it for the past 2.5 years. We've recently just relaunched in February of this year.
Okay.
With new packaging, with tons of things we learned from a launch group that we did the year prior. And the reason we went that route is to really try to get a beat for how moms interacted with the product and how they use the product and what was most convenient to them. We didn't feel like we had all the answers, but like, we knew what we wanted as moms, but we're a small percentage. We're a small sampling. So we went coast to coast with a sample group that allowed us to really get feedback in a meaningful way of what moms wanted most. And thus was born the Leche you see today.
And on top of that too, what we knew we had was a service, but we also wanted to make sure that we built a product. And that was, I think, one of the biggest, you know, when we truly mapped out this entire journey of Leche from start to finish, how can we make that experience and every step of it mean something to that mother and give her that exciting, you know, this is new, this is fun, this is exciting. I feel safe with certain, you know, avenues of this journey from the start of buying it to shipping it to receiving it at the end. So that took a lot of time for us to really map out and think about in detail every single step. And so that's why February, we, you know, after all this, we were like, we're ready, let's go.
I think that's such an important thing that you just said. For businesses starting out, you get super excited and you just want to hit go. Mm-hmm. You just say like, come on, I've thought about this and I'm ready. And I think particularly with the field that you're in, it was so important to get other feedback as well. Mm-hmm. And for you to acknowledge sometimes, it's something that I had to go through too. I will die by this product. This smoothie flavor is the best smoothie flavor to ever exist, and it will be the number one bestseller. No, that was just me. Well, and plus a few other people too. But I think it's really important and to have that self-awareness and recognition as an entrepreneur to think, I'm just one sample size. Mm-hmm.
Well, another interesting thing about Leche is that, you know, no two moms' milk is alike, which makes this product unique and this service unique, because while we've built it to scale to be able to help as many moms as possible, it's very much a boutique approach too. Like, no two milk nutritionally is the same in terms of fat, protein, carbs. So you really do have to take like a custom, and having that bigger sample size and having that feedback allowed us to understand ways that we can perfect it to the midline and the experience for as many moms as possible without sacrificing everything that makes a mom's milk unique. Mm-hmm. And that is so cool about this. So, I mean, more, your mom will probably want to geek out on the science behind that a little bit more.
She's such a nerd.
Love it.
How long have you guys known each other?
I think it's been like eight. No, it's been like 8 years.
No, 8 years. Yeah, you're right. Because interestingly enough, the way that we met was through our dogs at the time. My dog came up and sniffed her dog at the farmer's market and they became friends. Yep. And then I think I was actually talking to your husband. I was talking to Matt at the time. And my husband saw me talking to a guy with the dogs. And he was like, what's going on here? But then we walked away from that experience and he said, you should really meet my wife, Trish. Like, we would all get along. Let's go out to dinner. And thus was born like the weirdest way to make a friend, mm-hmm. but also like one of the best like lasting friendships and partnerships that, you know, we could have
asked. It's like an unspoken rule. If your dogs are friends, you must.
They felt the situation out first and they were right. So that was good.
Yeah.
We should have. We
never thought about it that way.
Was there a moment when you guys saw it? But are we actually going to do this? I guess we're
doing
a book
club. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. We started a book club in, you know, just with a bunch of gals when we were living in LA. And there was one where it was just like a smaller group. And we were 3 to 4 months postpartum on the first. And we were talking about just like, gosh, we have all this milk. And, you know, we're donating it to foster families. So there's anything we can do to help our community out. And we're just like, you know, there has to be a better way. There's powdered milk on the shelf. And no, my background's a little bit more in the food industry with dehydration, all this. And I was like, well, we can dehydrate it. And so our brains started just thinking about like, this is already happening in dairy products. Why would we not be able to do this also with breast milk?
Right.
And then we just started really getting deep into like the science and kind of going when you – essentially feel a problem personally, mm-hmm. and then you almost on the horizon see a solution, you start to dig deep and
and I remember weeks prior to that, I was still, my friends were visiting for, you were having Roe. It was at my baby shower. It was my baby shower and you couldn't be there because you were,
no wait, I was in labor.
You were in labor.
I was in labor.
And I just remember being so big and pregnant on the beach and my friends had flown in from the East Coast and we were all just kind of like, I said, you know, when I was pregnant when I had Avery, I had so much milk and I just don't understand why, if there's a milk product, like how do we get whey protein? Let's back that up. You know, there's a powder that is a result of this milk. Why couldn't, it's the same thing. It's just milk. So then when Trish started having the same, you know, that was just like a tiny seed in my head. And I remember my friend saying at the time, I think that's the biggest thing that people are trying to solve is like, how do you make breast milk like formula? And so I was like, the wheels did not stop turning.
And we just kept
going.
Trish
was like, well, we could dehydrate it. And I was thinking, okay, like now we're on to now. And then she started having the same problem. And we were like, we have to solve this. Like there is something here that we can do better. And we did.
Do you remember in Venice when I like called you and I was like, I'm coming to meet you, but I've got it. Cause I went deep in this rabbit hole about like everything that was happening with freeze drying during World War II and how they were doing some of this with NICUs in parts of Europe. And I was like, this is it. And remember, I was like, we've got it. Cause you know, you balance all these things. Seriously, just like, you know, you finally find like the answer of being like, this is the path. There's like no doubt.
The clarity. It's the clarity call.
This is what we're going to do. And the way, you know, the tray, how different it is with all the trays. We just knew this was the call. And then getting a bunch of advisors, people on board that are experienced in those areas, like, okay, if you're going to do it this way, this is what you do.
But the cool thing is that as Leche has been growing up or was sort of born, so have so many other brands that are like, in alignment with our values or like complementary to like what the innovation that we like to see in this space, you know, whether that's Milk Stork, like helping moms who are working get their frozen milk here to and fro, like that's still a big thing. Logistics is still a big part of this. You know,
pumping brands,
LV, Willow, the Dairy Fairy, you know, they make beautiful pumping bras now that we're just like honestly not even on the market. When like my friend telling me I needed like a hands-free pumping bra and I was like, what? Is that
why? Hence why do what I you bought?
Yeah. why
explain away me that. Or even like Bobby, like formula brands that we share their mission and like co-feeding, making sure your baby has like the best
chance at
nutrition. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just like so great to be in a space and in a time where there's so much momentum building around moms who are not only figuring out how to find a better way to do things, but you know, want to truly create an offering that's accessible to everybody to have a better breastfeeding journey or a better parenting journey. So, yeah.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much for your time. We could talk for hours about this. I'm so fascinated.
We'll be back. How about that?
We'll be back. Part two. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's do a sign off with a little toast. What parting words of wisdom would you give to our listeners?
I would say don't take things too seriously and never forget to have fun and find your village.
If you just are kind of ready for anything, then you're kind of prepared for anything. So
thank you so, so much, ladies.
Of course. Thank you for having us. Cheers.